السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Presenting prostitution as quote-unquote sex labor is another dirty face of secularism. Treating women as consumer goods is an extreme insult to women and is the root cause of women's oppression. The Women's Affairs Reform Commission, formed by the interim government, is trying to impose the dirty and indecent secular culture of the West on this Muslim-majority country by recommending that sex workers be recognized as workers under the country's existing labor laws. While prostitution is seen as extremely humiliating to women in society and is one of the most pitiful images of women's plight, these secular intellectuals, the advocates of the women's freedom, are trying to keep the problem alive by illegally recognizing them as quote-unquote sex workers, instead of eliminating prostitution and abusing women's beauty and femininity, thereby allowing women to live a respectable life. Will these deceitful feminists, who want to perpetuate prostitution in society in the name of women's liberation, choose this profession for themselves? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه.
None of you have believed until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Bukhari and Muslim. The dirtiest and most barbaric value of Western civilization is economic valuation of femininity and dignity of women. You have witnessed, now during the rule of the Democratic Crusader Hasina, the Papia gang of the inner circle of secular politics used women for the entertainment of politics, where various embarrassing discussions about the prostitution of their female leaders at Aden College have repeatedly come to the public. Besides, news being published that recent periods Magna Alom gang are being used to lure political and influential people into honey traps. Apart from this, some women from the poorer communities of the society have been trafficked while in search of work for the sake of their livelihood or to feed their children, and were later used in for prostitution. The Islam-loving people of this country have rejected with hatred the rotten secular view of the West towards women. Feminists, these ideological slaves of the West, instead of recommending the rehabilitation of oppressed women, have been using this issue to weaken and marginalize Islamic culture and values in society so that this dirty act is considered as normal at all levels of society and Islamic values are lost from society. They certainly know that the family system has broken down in Western countries. Women are being subjected to violence both at home and outside, and there is an extreme spiritual crisis in society. Do they also want to turn our country into a country of quote-unquote bastard population like the West? The interim government should protect and safeguard the Islamic sentiments and values of the majority Muslim population. It is the duty of the government to protect the high status of women as mothers, sisters, and children by resisting all derogatory views towards them. Attention should be paid to ensuring food, clothing, and shelter for all citizens of the state, especially helpless women, so that no woman is adopting these dirty Western values just for the sake of her stomach, takes up prostitution as a profession. Prostitution is definitely a dirty vice of the Jahiliya era, which was eradicated from society with the advent of Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كسب الأمة إلا ما عملت بيدها.
Do not take advantage of women under your control for any other income, abuse of their beauty and femininity, i.e. prostitution, other than the physical labor of their hands. Hadith, Musnad Ahmad, and Al-Hakim Al-Mustadrak. The Islamic system has given women a prestigious place as important advisors to the state, judges, businessmen, scientists, teachers, and educationists. Even the world's first university was founded by a Muslim woman. The discussion of modern space research remains incomplete without the great Muslim astronomer Maryam al-Astrolabi. Islam has established women in a respectful position by lifting them from the state of being buried alive in the Jahili era of Arab. Contrary to the so-called equal rights of Western values, Islam has brought women out of the unequal competition and conflict with men and has encouraged women and men to cooperate and complement each other and build a civilized and prosperous society.
أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم.
O you who have believed, do not follow the footsteps of Satan. And whoever follows the footsteps of Satan, indeed he enjoins immorality and wrongdoing. And if not for the favor of Allah upon you and his mercy, not one of you would have been pure, ever. But Allah purifies whom he wills. And Allah is hearing and knowing. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 21. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.